This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, turn it up. Let's do it. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. It's a Tuesday, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I do get a chance to hang out with you for an entire hour. Looking forward to this. Chris pushing all the buttons, making it all go. Wouldn't want to do it without him, again, on the USA Radio Network, where we are broadcasting from sea to shining sea. So much to talk about, so little time. Coronavirus, Wuhan flu, COVID-19 still on the brains of everyone, still panic mode across the entire globe. Right now, as I sit here and talk to you, somewhere just south of 3.7 million people have infected, a little over a quarter of a million people dead. Here in this country, again, we continue to rack up some substantial numbers. Almost 1.25 million people have gotten the virus. Over 70,000 people now have fallen victim to it, which, again, that was set just a little while ago. So those numbers continue to go up. There's a new report out right now that says we could see upwards of 135,000, 140,000. They keep moving the goalposts. It was 2.2 million, then 2 million, then 1.1, then 240,000, 200,000, 80, 60, 70. Now we're up to 135,000. I know that they are doing their best guesstimate. I still don't blame the folks in the medical field because I think they're dealing with a virus that they've never seen before, and they're trying to disseminate information. But they themselves don't know which way this virus is going to go, which puts us in a very precarious position. The old saying, a rock in a hard place. We're borrowing money at a record rate, $3 trillion this quarter to cover all the coronavirus spending. That's insanity, ladies and gentlemen. The debt is going to blow up. It's blown up already, but it's only going to get worse. Yes, we need people to go back to work, right? We need the country to open up again. We got to figure it out. There's got to be a happy medium that we can all agree upon, right? Usually that's the way that things work, right? The left, the Dems are nutty, right? And they're doing stupid stuff more often than not. The Republicans are counterbalancing that. But in some cases, the real alt-right, they're showing up in waves and masses at these protests. No masks on, creating all kinds of conflict. That's not a good look either, right? You've got to do it in a peaceful manner, and you've got to do it safely. You've got to do this safely. People are dying, right? I get it. You're saying to me right now, you're yelling at your radio, oh, but the rate is low. People are dying of the flu, and I want to take a chance. I get it. I get it. But there's got to be a middle ground. And I think that we can get to a point where we open up businesses with some kind of protocol, right? Some businesses will be impacted much more harshly than others. Restaurants and bars. Very tough to do this. Very tough to wear masks, not touch anything, social distance in a restaurant or a bar. You can't really do it. Maybe if you're lucky enough to be an owner of a bar that's outside, you can figure out a way to do that. But I keep going back. It's like a broken record. Eventually, it's going to come down to the decision of you. If you're willing to walk into a bar and take the chance, then eventually they're going to have to let you do that. Even though by doing that, you may be putting other people in jeopardy. Like, you walk into a bar because you're fed up with the government telling you what to do. Okay. I understand that. You're sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of wearing a mask. I can't stand it. I hate it. When I go into a, you know, a store or something, I don't really go into a lot of stores, but when I do take a minute to go buy milk or something, I got to put a mask on. I hate it. I can't stand it. Stinks. But I do it. If we can move the economy forward, even if it's in small baby steps, isn't that better than not moving it forward at all? Or opening things up and having a whole bunch of people get sick again? I want to open things up, and we need to. We need to figure out a way for the mom and pop store to open up, for the furniture store to open up, for the guy who fixes things, his place has to open up. Everybody's got to get a chance to open up. It's just not fair. So, yeah, I think that if we can get to a point where, at least for the immediate time being, folks have thermometers at the front door, you're wearing masks, the whole nine yards, you're trying your best whenever possible to social distance. And then, you know, in a couple months, we figure it out. But you can't keep people home for a couple more months. That's just not going to work. Some states have these arbitrary deadlines. Mine has a May 20th deadline before they ease the restrictions. Some states at the end of this month. Some states even into June. Okay. But soon, like within the next couple of weeks, all states should be allowing businesses to reopen with restrictions. Yeah, you got to have a mask when you're walking around inside. For now. Trust me, I'm not an advocate for this a year from now or 6 months from now. No way. But for now, I think we got to be there. But that doesn't mean to keep the shackles on these businesses that need to get back and start to open up and figure out whether or not they can still survive. We can't become a country that becomes accustomed to $1,000, essentially $1,000 check every other month to try to sustain you through this epidemic. It's just not going to work. It's going to bankrupt us. It's going to bankrupt your kids and your kids' kids. And really, you're not even treading water. It's a horror show. It's an economic horror show. And I get it. We don't want people to die. We're at 70,000 plus folks now that are dead. And it's the beginning of May. And if by the beginning of August there's 150,000 people dead, you got a serious issue. You got a serious issue. And yes, it's attacking the elderly. Yes, it's attacking the immune compromised. So if you're somebody who wants to cull the herd, okay, then you're good with it. Fine. Wipe them out. But I think most people don't want that. Most people are a little bit more sympathetic and compassionate, I would think. Not everybody, but some people. All right. I wanted to play something for you in this opening break because I think it's important. So I don't know if you know about this group. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. They're called the Lincoln Project. The Lincoln Project is a political action committee, and one of their founding fathers and key members is Kellyanne Conway's husband. The group essentially is hell-bent on making sure Donald Trump doesn't get elected in 2020. So they are a propaganda arm for the Democrat Party. So I want to play this for you because, like I said, I think it's important for you to hear how ugly the folks on the left can get. Listen to this commercial and listen to how it blatantly lies. It's a disgrace.
There's mourning in America. Today, more than 60,000 Americans have died from a deadly virus Donald Trump ignored. With the economy in shambles, more than 26 million Americans are out of work. The worst economy in decades. Trump bailed out Wall Street, but not Main Street. This afternoon, millions of Americans will apply for unemployment. And with their savings run out, many are giving up hope. Millions worry that a loved one won't survive COVID-19. There's mourning in America. And under the leadership of Donald Trump, our country is weaker and sicker and poorer. And now, Americans are asking, if we have another 4 years like this, Will there even be an America?
Paid for by the Lincoln Project.
All right, so the Lincoln Project, again, headed by these feigned rhino Republicans out to get Donald Trump. And in listening to that, I mean, I could pick out a half a dozen flat-out lies, exaggerations, mistruths. So it's on, ladies and gentlemen. The campaign has officially begun. When you've got ads like this, and this is one of many, I'm sure, when you've got ads like this, with the slant and the slander and the ugliness, I mean, dig in, because it's going to get bad. Let me just play the first couple of seconds again.
There's mourning in America. Today, more than 60,000 Americans have died from a deadly virus Donald Trump ignored.
So Donald Trump ignored the virus. He's on TV every day talking about this thing. Every day he talks about this. He's fighting against this. You may not like his tactics. You may not like some of the things he says. But don't tell me the guy's ignoring it.
With the economy in shambles.
It's in shambles because of the coronavirus. Remember that. Before January 1st, you could make an argument that it was the most proficient, booming economy this country has ever had.
More than 26 million Americans are out of work.
Again, because
of the worst economy in decades.
Wrong.
Trump bailed out Wall Street, but not Main Street.
Unbelievable. All right, so there you have it. The Lincoln Project, the first of many commercials you'll hear. Again, hammering Donald Trump for a virus he had nothing to do with. All right, we've got to take a break. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Crum, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com.
We are back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, the one and only Wayne Allen Root. We'll be here at the top of the hour, so set your watch and make sure you're listening at about 5 or 6 minutes after the top, and he will appear like magic right through your radio. So this morning, somebody called me and asked me a direct question. I thought it was interesting. Essentially, they were asking me, is there anything positive that you have seen coming out of this whole COVID-19? I said, well, there are, I guess, a couple things you can spin to the positive, right? Families seem to be doing a lot more together. It's a lot more like when we were kids, right? we being those of you over the age of 50, I'm just over the age of 50, but you remember Sunday dinners and hanging out with the family, maybe playing a board game before computers were invented. So I would say that is a positive. I would think there's a degree of closeness that has increased for sure between family members. But to me, I think the biggest plus that's come out of this has got to be the environment. And I know folks are going to lose their mind. What are you talking about? Don't talk like that. That sounds liberal. Now, wait a second. If you look at all the models across, not the models. See, Chris is, his mind is in the gutter. Not the Playboy models or the swimsuit models. The models as far as weather patterns and pollution. If you look at those models, pollution is significantly down across the entire globe, right? Folks are not driving as much. So the air is not being polluted. Factories are not billowing smoke at a record number, alarming numbers. Now, I'm not saying that we need to shut the factories down or people shouldn't drive their cars. I just think that we should take a step back when this is all over and reexamine the way we treat our surroundings. It's really amazing. I mean, if you look at the canals in Venice, there are dolphins swimming around again. Scientists are saying that this large-scale experiment is actually pretty remarkable. 30% decrease over major metropolitan areas as far as air pollution. It's pretty incredible. Wild beasts are pushing boundaries. Bears and wolves and other animals are having a party at places like Yosemite because people aren't around. Pumas were spotted roaming in Chile. Wild boars returning to Spain, right? Actually, this French ski resort, apparently a wolf was spotted. There hasn't been a wolf there for decades. So if you ask me, is there any good coming of this? I'm going to say, listen, the animals returning, sort of reclaiming what was once theirs. They'll lose it again as soon as we get back to business. But it gives you at least this mindset that maybe, just maybe, we have more of an impact on the environment than even the most conservative person wants to admit, right? If you're looking at this in a couple months, we've really seen some remarkable things. So I just think we need to take a step back and sort of rethink that a little bit. Anyway, all right, so let me take a break, just a quick side look on some of the maybe pseudo-positive things that are happening as a result of COVID-19. My pal Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation will join me next. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Phoenix, Arizona, speaking at a Honeywell plant that produces N95 masks.
the president saying,
"We can't keep our country closed. We have to open our country." Somebody said, "Oh, we could keep it for the next 18 months. We could keep it for the next 2 years." Doug Ducey's done an incredible job as the governor of Arizona. The people aren't going to accept it. They won't accept it, and they shouldn't accept it.
Americans are starting to see the nation's meat shortage in their shopping. The largest grocer, Kroger, is limiting the amount of ground beef and pork customers can buy. Even bulk stores like Costco are placing limits of 3 packages for its meat. Dozens of meat processing plants had to shut down after workers tested positive for coronavirus. Other grocers are warning customers they may not have every cut or product for the next few weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolf. Perfect book at the perfect time. You're trapped at home for another couple weeks at least, maybe another 3 weeks, maybe another four. You want to read a book that makes you feel positive, a book that gives you an edge, a rush, a boost. Nancy Wolf is a conservative capitalist professor, emeritus, psychology department at UCLA, spent 30 years studying the human mind, and she believes, and she'll tell you in her book, Conscious Matrix, that we as Americans are wired to win, and the liberals and socialists and globalists will never stop us. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things pre-wired in our minds and souls, we're going to win. We're literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com are available at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Conscious Matrix, LibertyHillPublishing.com.
The one and only Stephen Bucci, 30-plus years of military expertise, joins us. First, Stephen, thank you again, as always, for joining us. I appreciate it. Hope everybody's well.
Hi. It's my pleasure to be here, Lee, and thank you for asking. Everybody's fine up here. We had a whole week up here where we didn't lose anybody to COVID, so our numbers have stayed really flat now for a couple of weeks, and that's really a good thing.
All right, I got a couple things I want to talk to you about today, and obviously in regards to COVID, and I want to start with China. We already knew this. China, not only did they manipulate some of the numbers, they let people leave the country that were infected, they didn't tell anybody what was going on in the beginning, and then they manipulated, I use that word again, they manipulated, you know, the PPEs that they released and the medicine that they released, even after they knew that the people around the world were suffering. I mean, you know, Stephen, I get it. I almost feel like this was an act of war by China directed at the United States, but against the entire world. What do you make of that?
I don't know if it reaches the threshold of an act of war, but it's certainly a hostile act, one that you would not expect from someone who is merely a competitor, the kind of behavior you would expect from an adversary. And I think the reality is we need to think of China that way. We have an aspiration that someday they'll just be a competitor, but they're just not thinking that way. It's not the way they think culturally. It's not the way they think racially. In this case, to them, they saw this as a twofold thing. I mean, even if the most charitable way to look at it is that, there was some sort of accidental release or natural occurrence of this thing. They tried to cover it up to protect their interests and their face, to a degree that put everybody else at risk. And then once it did get out, boy, they just went, 90 miles an hour in. How in the heck can we financially and influentially leverage this thing? Between sending people defective PPE and charging them huge amounts of money for it, holding back PPE that was supposed to be manufactured there but was targeted already and paid for already to other places and jacking up the prices, it's unconscionable. So I don't know if we want to go to war over it, but I tell you what, we shouldn't be giving China any kind of break or boon or benefit from any of the systems, whether they be diplomatic, economic, or anything else. They, in this case at least, are firmly the bad guys. And that's, like I say, the most charitable explanation. If you want to throw into it that they may have done this on purpose for some, that they had planned all this out, I don't think there's enough evidence for that yet, but some people think it. Then you really get into some strange stuff. Then you might get into the act of war level, but I'm not sure we're there quite yet.
Let me ask you this. If I were sitting in Trump's chair, I would make it so advantageous for businesses to return from China that they would have no choice but to leave and bring their manufacturing here to this country, and I would make it so prohibitive for people to buy Chinese products as opposed to American products, my goal would be to starve them, right? Because I think that they've gone out of their way to harm us at every level now. So that being said, you know, the same sort of situation happened at the beginning of World War II, where we starved out Japan and they decided to attack. This is a hypothetical, but I mean, maybe the next president, or maybe Trump takes that tact, or maybe somebody down the road takes that tact with China. And everybody is always scared to death about China because they've got over a billion people and they do have a nuclear arsenal. But now, you're an expert in this. How dangerous is China as a nation against us if it were ever to come toe-to-toe?
Well, first of all, China is not going to come here and invade America. I know there's been several novels written and other things where they use their high-tech stuff to come in and take over at least parts of our country. But, you know what, they do not have the wherewithal to fight a world war. They got a lot of people, but they have no means of getting them anywhere. They only have, you know, a couple of aircraft carriers, and frankly, those are not in anywhere near the category of ours. They've got a lot of submarines, but again, not as good as ours. That one is, you know, less of a Benny to us, because even if you figure out they're, you know, like ours are 10 times better, it leaves us about dead even, because they got us about 10 to 1 in numbers.
Mm.
So they are a big danger within their region. They could cause us a lot of trouble within the Asia-Pacific region, particularly in the China Sea, because they could then use their land-based forces against our sea-based. They're real close to their lines of communication. Ours are really long. So there, it would be a problem. I think we would still beat them, but it would be costly. In the rest of the world, they are not a threat. The Chinese hordes are not coming over the beaches in California. So anybody who thinks that is in la la land. We have a considerable ability beyond them to fight in our region, clearly, and in almost every other region of the world except their own, where they're, you know, I think we still can take it, but it would be a big war and a costly one for both sides. We have a much bigger nuclear arsenal than they do. You know, ours is much more sophisticated than theirs. But again, you know, are we going to invade China and capture the Chinese landmass?
Mm.
No. No one has been able to do that since Genghis Khan. He didn't even get the whole thing. And he had the biggest empire the world's ever seen. So anybody who thinks that, we're not going to go in there and take over China. I don't think we want to. We just like them to behave like a normal nation.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, joins us. All right, one more for me. There's sort of a police state. You know, California seems to have somewhat of a police state. How do you handle these situations when you got all these protesters, like what we had in California over the weekend, and these police show up in complete riot gear, full out, ready to go? How do you handle that? I mean, if you were in charge, what would you do?
I love the police. They are heroes in every sense of the word, unlike a lot of people they apply that word to. And, you know, to a large measure, police are supposed to enforce the rules. You know, that's their job. And if the rules are not illegal, they're supposed to enforce them.
Right.
So they're put in kind of a bad place here that, you know, governors do have the legal authority in pretty much every state to establish public health regulations that do have the force of law. I think, though, where we need to put the pressure is not the police. I don't think the police are trying to get any more power. Some of the politicians sure seem to be. But we need to put the pressure on the governors, on the state legislatures, and on our own, on the federal Department of Justice, to say, well, wait a minute, there's some stuff out of whack here. We need to back off, because I agree, there's several states, a lot of people think my own here in Michigan, where the governors have overstepped their bounds. Maybe they're doing it with good intent, but it's, you know, there's a lot of legitimate questions. It's not just a radical fringe You know, some of the Dems have tried to paint, oh, they're just brown shirts. You know, they're like, give me a break. Anybody being a brown shirt, it's some of the governors who are stepping this out way too far. Mayor de Blasio is a perfect example of that. You know, we need to have some balance here. We got to protect people. We got to have good public health practices. But, you know, arresting a mother who's alone on a playground with her children strikes me as a bit of an overstretch. She self-distanced from everybody. We need to get that balance back, and I think in some of the states we've lost that balance. I'm not ready to, attribute that to any sort of massive conspiracy, but I think some of the governors, they like having this power. They like being able to apply, you know, their desire for policy, you know, on weapons, things like that, that they could not get through their legislatures. Now they're trying to do it by these kind of powers during this emergency. And I think that's wrong. And I hope to heck the people, one, push back through lawful, legal protests, and two, that they sure as heck push back come election day and really make people who have done that pay a price with regard to re-election.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation joins us from time to time, and we always appreciate him and his expertise when it comes to all things military. We got to take a break. We'll come right back. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. You can reach me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Wayne Allen Root will be here in just a couple of minutes. I want to tell you a little story. A couple of weeks ago, I told a story on the air about a man and his dog walking down a dirt road. And it's an old story. One I've told a number of different times on a number of different radio stations. Essentially, the man is walking side by side down this dusty dirt road, and he figures out that he has died. He's dead. And next to him is a dog that had died years prior, his best friend. And they're walking down this road, and I'll keep it short because I've already told the story, but essentially, it's a test, right? The guy is walking and he's thirsty and the dog is thirsty, and the first gate they come upon is a beautiful gate, nice golden arches, not the McDonald's kind, but the other kind of golden arches. But the man essentially is given a choice. He can come in and live this wonderful life of all this beauty, but he has to leave his faithful companion behind. And he chooses not to do that. And he goes down the road a little ways and he sees another gate. This one's rickety, and on the other side is a pump and a guy, and he asks the guy if he can come in and get a drink, and can his dog come, and they're both welcomed in, and sort of that's the idea. He passes the test, and that actually is heaven. The first one actually was hell, and it's just I think it's a great story. When told right, and I don't know if I ever tell it all together right, but I do love the story and the idea behind it, because A, I love dogs, and I love animals, and B, you should never leave your best friend behind. I bring this up because I received an email from a gentleman, and it was a heartbreaking email. A man out there named Charlie has lost his faithful, devoted friend, an English bulldog named Maggie. And I've been there. And it's the most devastating loss you can imagine. If you haven't had that unconditional love ripped from you, it's hard to sort of put into words. There's such a huge hole that's left in your heart. And I don't want to get all sappy, and I just want to say to this guy, Charlie, that I feel you. and you'll never sort of completely get over it. I've never gotten over any of the dogs that I've lost in the past, and you know, it's never good. You start thinking about them, and it can instantly bring the waterworks. And I'm not ashamed to say that, not even in the slightest. But it takes me to the second part of my story, which is a story that happened to me yesterday. So the first part is sad, and I want to tell Charlie that, you know, we're all with you, and anybody else out there who's got a dog that, you know, is fighting for their lives, or if you just lost that dog, I mean, we're with you, man. We're with you. I know how hard it is, and you can always reach out to me because it's a topic that I'll always be willing to talk to you about, leelcradio@gmail.com. And like I said, Charlie sent me a picture of his beautiful Maggie, and she's gorgeous, and it's just a terrible, terrible thing. But it made me think a little bit about something that happened to me yesterday, which is sort of funny in a way. But I have a 7-year-old golden retriever going on 8, which I can't believe he's that old. It's remarkable that he's that old. But yesterday was his day to go to the vet. I had to get all his shots, rabies, and all that stuff. Now, normally I go with him. I always go with him. I go everywhere with him. And because of the COVID, the vet doesn't let me inside. You drive to the parking lot. You park, and there's a number on the parking lot. Then you call up inside, and they say, "What number are you in?" I said, "I'm in parking, you know, slot number 6. And they say, "Okay, and who is this?" And I give them my information. And, "Okay, Ozzy, blah, blah, blah." Okay. So they tell me they're going to come out and get him. Now, I'm sitting there saying to myself, my dog has I've never given my dog to somebody else to do something with. He's never been like behind the scenes, even at the vet or anyway. I've never taken him to get groomed because I know he'll freak out. If he's going to get groomed, he gets groomed at the house and I got to be right there. Long story short, and I know it's already too late for that, but the vet tech comes out and I get Ozzy out of the car and I hand the vet tech his leash. And the look on my dog's face was heartbreaking. His ears went down. His tail went down. He sort of hunched over a little bit. He's like, I could just kind of read his mind, his thoughts saying, "Are you giving me away?" And my heart was just breaking, right? So the vet tech, he won't move. Like, he's heavy. He's a 100-pound dog. So he sort of buckles in and digs in. And she tries to, you know, move him, and he won't go. And eventually, I have to walk a couple steps to get him moving in a direction. But she's moving with him, and he's walking farther and farther away from me. And then they're turning to go on the door to the vet office, and he takes one look back at me, this heartbreaking look with his sad eyes. And he disappears into the building. And I'm a wreck in my car. I'm like, oh, my God, this is horrible. Anyway, long story, very long story short, he comes back out. He sort of gives me the cold shoulder in the car on the way home. Normally, you know, he's in my face, he's drooling on me, but he's got the cold shoulder thing working. But that was his way of telling me, don't you ever, ever do that again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for me. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here to the USA Radio Network.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.